This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Senator Tom Harkin is out today with a scathing report on for-profit colleges. The report says taxpayers spend billions of dollars a year on those schools, but students often leave deep in debt. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, here's Amy Scott.
As chairman of the Senate Education Committee, Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin has spent 2 years investigating for-profit colleges. He says the committee uncovered a litany of abuses.
Exorbitant tuition, aggressive recruiting practices, abysmal student outcomes, taxpayer dollars spent on marketing and profit. And these aren't exceptions. That is the norm.
For-profit colleges make most of their money from federal financial aid programs. Students get grants and loans from the government and use them to pay for school. In the 2009 and 10 school year, that amounted to $32 billion flowing to for-profit colleges. Harkin says the schools spend more of that money on marketing and recruiting than on instruction.
Federal money should be spent on education, not advertising, not recruiting, not lobbying.
The Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities and Republicans on the Education Committee took issue with a number of the report's findings. For example, the industry says it has a higher graduation rate than reported. Harkin's report recommends several changes, including forbidding schools from using federal funding for marketing and recruiting. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.